Good evening, everybody. One daf samach gimel amud aleph. We're holding by Nosson bar Hoshea. Okay, we just got finished speaking about a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Anybody want to recap what Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue about?
Yeah, we didn't do. That's not what we're up to. We're stopped at the top of the page, which means we really need to look at the last two lines from the previous page.
We actually did it.
Not when we were here.
You exhaled the last 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. We'll start again. Not a problem. Not a problem.
At great neck speed.
Yeah.
Not a problem at all. Not a problem at all. Maybe I didn't do it right. Okay, so on Samach base, I'm a base then. Is that right?
Yeah.
You did a couple of words on the Amud Aleph, but it was very quick.
So, let's just review again. I didn't prepare the review, so you guys can help me out over here. What's the machlokes of Yochanan and Rish Lakish menegeya chum levi d'rabbanei? What pratim do they argue?
Does he have machlokes in that?
Chum levi d'rabbanei. The question is he, my question is he loike mashalim, or is he mashalim ben loike? Is he loike ben mashalim? What's the machlokes of Yochanan and Rish Lakish?
Depends on the situation.
We forgot it already. I think we forgot it. I think you guys forgot it. Yeah, you forgot it. Okay, you got to go back to Samaf Beis Amud Aleph to see what Rabbi Yochanan said, okay? Rabbi Yochanan said that the Mishnah was Litzdodin, right? He had two Mishnahs. He had the Mishnah in Ksubas that said you pay. He had the Mishnah in Malkus that says you get Malkus. The Gemara assumes that it's a Dara Pasha that you can't have both. So what's the resolution to this issue? Rabbi Yochanan said one is talking about where you had Asra, and one is where you didn't have Asra. So Rabbi Yochanan holds by Malkus, it makes a difference whether you actually got the Malkus or not. Right? If you got the Malkus, you get Kamalei Rabbanei. If you don't get the Malkus, there is no Kamalei Rabbanei. Rav Shlokish disagrees. He holds that it doesn't matter whether you got the Malkus or you didn't get the Malkus. Whether you got the Asra, whether you did it b'mezid, whether you did it b'shogeg, okay? You putter always for malchus. So, what are you going to do with the Mishnah that says that you pay? How does he learn the Mishnah in Ksubis? It's got to be like a mayor who holds like a mashal, right? Right. That's I think, his answer, right? That was the line, Masnisa pligar Reb Shimon Lakish. Elanar Sheshlam Knas, Bilo Hisrabo Ain Aloika, Savram Shimon Lakish, Kremeir, Gremeir, I'm a local Mashalim. Okay? So that's what we have, a Machlaikas, a Biakanan, and Rish Lakish. Now, we're going to go on to the Limudim over here. So let's go to the Limudim. When Biakanan and Rish Lakish disagreed, whether a person who will not actually receive lashes. Must he pay or not? So the Gemara says, Hakol Moedim Sheim Amneitzel Misa. Everybody agrees if it's a chi of Misa, then it doesn't make a difference whether you got the Misa or not. And even if you do a Peshogeg, you're going to say Kol Moedim Rabbanei by capital punishment. Duxiv, Umachim Vehemi, Shomen, Umachim Yadam Yumas, there's a pasuk that says, if you hit an animal, you have to pay. But if you kill a person, you have to be put to death. And we make the drasha. Just like by a behemoth, there's no distinction between shogeg and mezid, that we say you're chayev mamon, right? Because on a muat lo oilam, whether you're mezid or shogeg, right? So lo sakla af makei adam, lo sakla bamin shogeg be mezid liftor. So the same will apply, lagabi, the rule of a person paying. This is how we see by Chiyuve Misa that it doesn't make a difference whether it was Meshogeg or Bemezid. You always say, come on, Bidaramine. Because there's a hekesh to the Maka Behema. But Ma Pligin, but where do they argue? Not everybody agrees to, right? But where do they argue in Mom and Shom Makos? The Mom and Eitzel Makos. If you have Mom and where there's a Chiyuve Malkos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Mamon Eitz Al Misa, V'yesh Mamon Eitz Al Makas. That if there's a death penalty, then you are patur even if you won't be executed. And there's a moment by Makas if you don't actually receive a Makas. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar, Kishen Shim Mamon Eitz Al Misa, Kachin Mamon Eitz Al Makas. We spent yesterday, this is where we left off, that he holds that Malkus is just like capital punishment, and therefore it makes a difference whether you get the Malkus or not. Rish Lakish holds you always are punished.
So if you don't hold it's like capital punishment, then how do you look at it? What category is it?
It's in its own category. It's a category. I always like to think of Malkus based on the Gemara in Makkos. It says, V'nikla achicha le'enecha, Pasuk says, right? Which is that he will be embarrassed, compromised in your eyes. And the world learns from that that if I start to give him his Malkus, suppose he was assessed at getting 21 Malkus, right? 3, divisible by 3. Let's suppose the doctor assessed that he can get 21 Malkus and survive. We start whipping him. We get to Maka number 9, and he loses himself. He loses his
bowels.
I didn't want to say it. Okay, you said it. He loses himself. He's putter. Exempt.
From any more.
Nikla ochicha le'necha. What's the tachlis of the Malkus? That he should be Nikla. Hurry, Nikla. He's Nikla. This is the most embarrassing thing, that I lose control of myself. What kind of man am I? I can't take the pain. I'm that much less a man, so to speak. So what am I trying to say to you? I'm trying to tell you that there's a difference between the chi of Misa and the chi of Malkus. Malkus is a certain sense, it's to lower his manliness in a certain sense.
Change the way he looks at himself.
Change the way he looks at himself, the way people look at him. And that only occurs if you actually get the Malkus. If you get off because of some technicality, like there was no hasra, or it was b'shogeg, you don't achieve that. So that's why I would say it's a middle category.
But Misa?
Misa, the chaymer hachet is so, it's such a chaymer dekachet, that in itself is enough to part you. I don't know, I'm making this up. I make the whole thing up. I don't know whether it even holds water at all. Okay, Zayga's in Stark, it's like, above a mice, the whole thing's above a mice. Erase it from the memory. I don't think one thing I said is true. Nachamo, my turn. I'm just telling you the way I look at it. I don't know whether any of it's true. Ravimi looked above all said in the name of the rabbis over there. So he says over there is Bavel. So he's quoting the rabbis of his hometown, I guess. Time of the Rav Shimon Lakish, Russia. He has another basis. There's a Gzeira Shava, Nemarashim Mukhumi, Mises Nemarashim Mukhumi Makas, right? It says, in Bin HaKois HaRasha, I know that Pasuk. And what does it say, Rasha by Mises? Let me see what the Pasuk is. It says, Lo Sikhu Kofer Lenefer Shotzeach Ashehu Rasha Lamus. The Pasuk is Beferish. That he's a Rasha Lamus. That's Misa. What?
Masay?
Numbers 35, if you say so. You know it, huh?
Yep.
Is he just knows it, okay? We're on 63A1, towards the bottom of the first column, explaining Rish Lakish's position that you say, Kamlin bin Rami, made by Malkus, and we're having a pasuk here, it says, Rasha Rasha. It says Russia by Chiyuvay Misav Lo Yisikul Kefer Lo Russia Lamos, and it says in Min Hagayis Russia, there's example of Russia, that just like by Misa, you're putter from payment, even if it's a shogeg, so too by Malkus. Okay, now you're all cut up. Fine. My Russia Shenemer Mukhumi Misas Ein Mamon Eitz Al Misa Af Uf Russia Shenemer Mukhumi Malkus Ein Mamon Eitz Al Malkus. Okay, that's another limit. Now, we have the Mishnah in Makas and Ksubas, and now we have another resolution. We've gotten so far to review one more time. Those who just joined us. What? Filas apayim, is that when a person is nofel apayim, is that an inyan of busha? I just made me think of that. Is falling when we say takran, is that busha?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing? You're shaking your head. No, you don't agree with that?
What is it?
Are we always saying, what do you think it is?
Sadness.
It's sadness?
I mean, you're it's not busha.
It's not busha?
I don't think it's
vulnerability.
Vulnerability? I'm always curious to hear what people think when they do things. We do this our whole lives. How often do we think about what we're doing? We don't even think about it.
Until why don't you do it when you're in front of an hour for a safer term?
Gosh, if I'm Lisa, I don't know. I have no idea. Svi, do you have an idea why when you fall, why you fall on your hand when you say Nefilas HaPayim?
Sadness.
He doesn't know. See, he's like me. I don't know.
It's called Nefilas.
And you guys are saying because of embarrassment. Because what? What'd you say?
Because it's called Nefilas HaPayim.
How about sadness?
You know, there's a minute to say, there's a minute to stand up when you say Vanaklo Neda Manasa, that we, there's people. Let's stand up,
it's
not really
because it's agitation.
So we say, what Mishnah Berurah says, the reason you do that is because we're trying to say, we try to misspell begimel ofanim, b'yeshiva, b'nefila, uba'amida. That there are three ways to pray. Vayipol Moshe v'Aaron al paneim. The Eidah came and they fell on their faces.
Nefilas Abayim is Kriya.
Is one Kriya?
Korea, yeah. Korea? That's why when you put
when you put anymore.
Something, no, you don't do it now. You do it's. I guess it's the.
Okay.
You know.
We get a little off track, but thank you, Chaim, for being aware of that.
Now you know I'm here.
But now we know you're here. Yeah. So one more time. We had a stira in the Mishnayos. Of Elunaris to Marcus, and Elunaris it says you pay, and Marcus it says you get Malchus for the Avera of being Mafata, your sister, for example. Why don't you say Enoleko Mashalim? The Gemara said two answers. One was because it's talking about where the Ksubas where you pay, it's talking about where there's no Hasra, and in Marcus it's talking about where there is Hasra, but Yutaka wouldn't pay and beget Malchus at the same time. That's Rabbi Yochanan's answer. And Rish Lakish says that you're putter from payment all the time by Malchus, whether you get it or not. So it doesn't make a difference whether you get Asra. LMI, why do you pay? The Mishnah Ksubas is coming out like a mayor who holds Leko Mishalim. Now the Gemara is going to suggest another answer, a third resolution. Notsen Bar Haishia, Omar. Kan Venara, Kan Vibogaris. Very simple. Who gets to pay Elunaris? That's the Mishnah in Ksubas, right? The third paragraph of Ksubas. Elunaris. These are the people that you pay for Bajrusu Pagam. It's only if they're below 12 and a half. But if they're over 12 and a half, they're Bogaris, you don't pay anything. So that's why the Mishnah in Marcus is talking about where she's older. So there's nothing to pay, so you get Marcus. If there's something to pay, then you have to pay. In other words, if you have a choice between Malchus and payment, you'll always opt to pay. If there's no payment there, then you'll give them Malchus. Right? That's the answer. Nara Yeshlo Knas Vein Lo Mecher. Bogaris Ein Lo Mecher V'Lo Knas. Okay? What's Mecher got to do with anything over here? Why are we bringing in Mecher? I just thought of that. A father can sell his daughter as an Amivriya, of course, until she's 12. But then as soon as she's maybe Shtesaras, she goes free. So a Nara, he does not have a right to sell. What's that got to do with this discussion? I have no ideas. I think it's just being thrown in here. Agav. She has Knas, but her father can't sell her. Bogeres doesn't have sale, nor does she get knas. Okay, it's just been thrown in as a group. What?
Number 12 looks like a major typo to me.
How so?
When she reaches the age of majority and becomes a naira.
Yeah. It's a gadola. She called, well, gadola, he translates as majority sometimes. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't like it, but yeah. So that's his answer. So Frank the Gemara, Ve'ela Baishas Upagam. What are you telling me? He gets that because she's 12 and a half, and she's a Vulgaris, she gets, that's why you get Malkus. That sounds like there's nothing else to pay. What do you mean there's nothing else to pay? There's Baishas Upagam. Right? She's Mavuya, she was raped, and Pagam, right? She's not worth as much. So, Pagam Mishpacha, whatever. So what's going on over here? So my answer is,
she should get that and not get
she's, right, that's the kasha. Why is this an adequate answer? Rabbanu Dekustran Amrin, they give a very interesting answer. I found this very eye-opening here. Tiftor Shapitasa Oshamahalolo. Either we're talking about where a case not of rape but of coercion, or she was Michael. Noch the Maisa, the woman said, "You know what? I'm Michael. You had a disturbed childhood. For whatever reason, she wants to be Michael him. I don't know. You know, but because there's a mechila here, so there's nothing to pay. So therefore, you're going to get Malkus. I found this terrorist very, very difficult. It seemed to me." That, so in other words, I just came up with a reason why she was Michael him, because she'd rather get with.
He wants him to get the Malkus.
She wants him to get Malkus. She's a Lamdanis. Okay, I was just very surprised. I was looking around at the Mepharshim here on the page. No one asked the question that I thought of, which was, I thought that it's like a din in the Maisa at the shot. In other words, the Mechila comes later. That's like. It's as if I paid her almost, like, you know, like, why if she's Michael, then I'm going to, that makes me Chayiv Malkus. I had a Chayiv to pay. She was Michael, so I don't have to pay her, but that's going to cause me to get Malkus. I thought this was a big Chiddush.
Chayiv and Malkus came at the same time as sort of covered by the money.
Yeah.
You remove the money, the Chayiv comes.
It's very interesting. It's a very interesting terrace. Okay. Like we just said, if you have a choice, you're going to go for the payment. The Yilka B'Yishalim, so we're going to go through the same questions we asked before. Let him get Malkus and pay as well. Do both. Mar says the same terence. I'm not going to translate this. We said it already. The Yilka B'Yishalim, let him get Malkus and don't pay. So the Gemara here has a drush. Min edim zomimim. Ma edim zomimim shalom vein aloike. Na hocha mashalom vein aloike. That edim zomimim, they're over on the side of Rechon Shav, right? And nonetheless, they pay and they don't get Malkus. Right? So you see from there, when you are a choice, you go for the payment. Well, on Samach Gimelam Abay, Samar Abnasin. Taimwa, Danasin Bar Haishiyo. This is an alternative source, right? What does it say? That the shofet has to, you know, cast him down and strike him before in accordance with his wickedness. Es shamakosav yotz os bo yidei risho. This means that when do you give Malkus? If the Malkus will be sufficient and adequate, that's all you're going to need. Yotzezeb, that excludes this, sho'omer lo amod b'shalem, that even after we're going to give him the Malkus, we're going to want him to pay for her boshes of begam. So when you have a choice of payment, and it's not a question of choice. The question was, let him do both. The answer is that there's a din in Malkus that it's supposed to resolve everything. The Malkus is supposed to resolve the Rishos. That's the pasuk. He pilo ha-shreifet v'hikol lefanov k'day Rishoso. It's to take care, like in consonance, is that the word? In consonance with his wickedness, right?
Here it doesn't.
And therefore, you can't do both. That's the answer to the question. You can't ask a question Yilka v'Yishalim because Malkus is it's Xeris HaKosov. that in Malchus, it has to be that the Malchus will take care of the whole Risha. That's his drush. Okay. Now, Masisa Plikar Reb Shimon Lakish. So now we're going to ask some really basic questions. Lakish's position, again, is that you're potter from Tashlumin, even if you don't get the Malchus, even if it's a shogeg. Right? So the Gemara asks a question. It doesn't say that in the Mishnayos. Let's go through the Pesukim. Let's go through the Mishnayos. Ha'eichel truma shogeg. Person eats truma b'shogeg. So what does he get? What does he do? He pays kiyar b'chaymash. Now, if he would have done it b'mezid, he could get malchus. And Rish Lakish holds that when you do something which has a key of malchus, even if you do it b'shogeg, you're also parted from tavshulman. So why does he have to pay? So my answer is pasalak r'meir. So here again, he's touching up the Mishnah that is going like Reb Meir, who holds like Reb Shalom. So the Gemara says, we're going to ask a real simple question on this in just a second. Ha'tanin ha'ichal truma mezid, and it says in the Mishnah, it says in our Mishnah what? That a person who eats truma mezid, he pays keret. According to everybody, according to everybody, there's a din of Malchus. So why is he being Mishale? So the Gemara goes through all the Shitas. Al Daite the Nosan Bar Haishia, according to Nosan, he holds that when you have a two things that come together, Tashlumin and Malchus, so you do the Tashlumin, so it's Pashit. Domim Shalim Ve'in Aleike, so Nicha, that works out very well. You don't have to explain that. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it says that makes a difference whether you get Asra or not. So again, this is what we started off the parak with the Rambam Fulda, saying we're talking about a case where there was no Hasra, and that's why you pay. If you would have gotten Hasra, Yitaka wouldn't have paid. So, Pasala Mezid Blay Hasra. I'm talking about Ha'ichal Truma Mezid without Hasra, that's why you pay. Now we have to deal with Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is going to be the biggest problem. Al Daiti Rav Shimon Lakish, Loi Shanya, he makes it, he shogeg. Who his Rubo, he lois Rubo. It makes no difference. You're always potter because of Kamalit Ramine. So the Gemara says, very good. So Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Meir. Again, do Amar Rav Meir, like Rav Shalim, because he holds that way. Now, this is going to be very difficult. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chinana Pumei Rav Manas." So you're getting carried away here with this Rav Meir answer. This Rav Meir answer is a cop out. You should have asked the question without even us reading the Gemara. The din of paying Karen V'Chaimish is not a Mishnah; it's a pasuk in the Torah. Are you going to say the pasuk in the Torah is also like Rav Meir? That's what I was going to ask. Kasha. In Yisrael, Rav Shimon Lakish, Masnisa Rameir, Kraya Dermeir, is the Pasuk also Rameir? Only Yerushalmi can ask this question. Haksev, Ishki Yachal Kash Vashkaga, there's a Pasuk. That if you eat Truma B'Shagig, then you add a fifth to, and you give the Kaddish to the Kohen. What's going on over here? So the Gemara goes like this. First thing Gemara deals with the Chaimish. Elamizvar Savar Rav Shimon Lakish HaChaimish Karban. He goes, okay. Rav Shlakish holds the additional fifth. So you have to back off from the answer that the Mishnah is coming out like a mayor. Forget that, Teres. That's not going to work because we're dealing with Pesukim over here. So you got to explain the Pesukim. The fifth, we understand because it's kapara. So it's like a carbon. And whenever we have a carbon, we said, Kamli Barabine is not going to help for kapara. Right? Therefore, you have to pay it. Vafilu Yizbar Chaimish carbon, Karen carbon. What about the principle? Well, you can't ignore the principle. The Mishnah says you have to pay. The Pasuk says you have to give him the Karen also.
Does he get Malchus in that previous situation?
In a case of Mazid, he would.
What?
He would get, if a person eats Truma B'Mazid, he gets Malchus. So then why is he paying, if he eats it for Shogeg, the Karen? That's the question. Amar Abudim Bar Shalom Asnisa Amar Shah Karen Knaz. So the Mishnah tells us in New Yisod that the principle of Truma, that you ate B'Shogeg, is not really a regular din of tashlumin of mammon. Rather, it's a din of knas. And how do you prove that? You prove that from the simple way of whenever you pay more than what you were mazik, generally speaking, if you pay more, it's knas. And over here, what's the rule? If I ate truma b'shogeg, what do I have to use to pay it instead?
Karen.
But what do I pay the karen?
Oh,
from chulin. Chulin is worth much more than truma's worth. So the Gemara proves from that. You see, it's a knas. If it's a knas, it's no kumlev ram. That's the answer. Masisa, one second. Masisa, Amar Karen Knas. The scene of Truma Nas and Truma. So Yos. If he would have been able to pay the principal from what he ate by paying off Truma, then it would have been good. It would have been compensation. But since what he's required to pay with Chulin, which is more expensive, so it must be a fine. That's basically what it says over here.
So he's saying b'shogeg it's a fine.
B'shogeg, but why b'mezid?
B'mezid, there's no pasuk.
Right, and there's no. So that's why the
our Mishnah that says ha'eichel truma mezid, that part he's not backing off of. That part he's going to hold is like with Meir.
Just in shogeg, he's not holding the groom, right?
No, forget about Reb Meir. Shogeg, there's a pasuk. He has no choice.
Right.
So therefore,
he's going to get malchus,
Mazin, he'll get malchus every time. And if he doesn't get hasra, he won't get malchus.
Right.
But it wouldn't make a difference. According to Rosh Lakish, it makes a difference whether you get hasra, whether you don't get hasra, you putter, humbly but ramen made by any fee of malchus.
How the Gemara says it's knas and not karen.
The karen is a tashlumen of knas because the amount that you pay is more than what you ate. You ate truma, which is worth X, and you're paying back the chulin, which is worth Y, all the way up here. So therefore, you know that it's a knas. All right?
So
good?
So does everybody hold that?
We're shluckish. Now, you want to read another couple of lines? Do we have time?
Yeah.
Let's read another couple of lines on Samach Dalet, okay? The Tony Kane, another proof that the principle is a fine, because it says, Ochal Truma Tameya. Remember that case?
Yeah.
Mishalim Chulin Tahirin. Again, you ate Truma that's Tamei, you're Mechuyiv Lechat Chila to pay with Chulin that are Tahar, right? Vim Shilah Chulin Tameim Yotza. Falod Meyetzim Chulchayiv Loi. What did he eat? He ate only something which the coin could only do. So nonetheless, he has to pay hadom or shakan knas. Nacha araya, that it is a knas. That's where we'll stop. Cult of everybody and have a wonderful night.